When a New Hampshire couple who tour old train depots came to the Hatch Library, Lisa Neal was ready. In the 4 months she's been librarian, the depot's old sliding doors that were once hidden behind library shelves are now exposed, and the depot scale in the floor is displayed, as well as its track switch mechanism. People are bringing in their old railroad books, model trains, and historical pictures of the Hatch Depot and its railroad crews to donate to the library. Whenever we take the effort to uncover our past, our future benefits as well. Acknowledging the library's history made the whole library more user-friendly when volunteers relocated the shelves that blocked the natural light of its big windows. Anyone who's restored an old house knows the feeling as if the house itself is participating in the restoration. And now, with our depot-turned-library, the pedestrian traffic flow as if it were on the right track. And the library finally got its new roof, thanks to the Village of Hatch trustees, although no bookmobile in the northern Dona Ana means patrons also live in Rincon, Uvas, Derry, Erie, Garfield, and Salem. After years of scrambling to protect the books, the staff no longer has to cover the shelves with plastic when it rains like they were doing the last few years. Needless to say, Library Week's open house was a joyous occasion. In embracing our small-town character, we find value in who we are. The fact that Hatch is an agricultural community is our own particular teaching tool for a just and sustainable world. Lisa's books about plants will come alive as they grow theirs in the children's library garden. And as a 4-H leader and former FFA president, her vision for the library is rooted in similar goals, where young people partner with caring adults in order to learn by doing, so that children can feel safe in trying new things and be motivated to help others. Looking at what has been done to the library in 4 months, I'm also thinking it was probably helped that Lisa ran a forklift when she was 16. Her home in Garfield overlooks her family's farm, where her dad raises onions, chili, and alfalfa, and her husband Richard is starting a compost business to provide natural fertilizer without any added salt, since the valley's drought-stricken farmers are relying on wells now, and there are high levels of salt in underground water. Adaptation is the key. And Lisa also reminds us that even a disease can be a learning experience. She is one of the 5 million people in the United States who has an autoimmune skin disease called alopecia that has left her without hair or eyebrows. She makes the best of it by having lots of wigs, from blonde to brunette, short to long. Lisa said she'd be lying if she said alopecia doesn't affect her, because the reality of losing all your hair is hard. But it also changed her thinking. In a world where a woman is judged by her looks, and where being thin with thick tresses is the holy grail of vanity, she hopes her daughters learn from her that beauty is defined by who you are, not what you look like. Lisa's character shines through as she states, "I am who I am. Alopecia doesn't change the essence of who I am." As Lisa works toward creating a special gathering learning place for Hatch Valley, she's helping us reveal our own particular character, too, something others look for as they tour old train depots. This is Claudette Ortiz on the Age Spot.